بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والدعوة في الأنصار يقولون يا معشر الأنصار يا معشر الأنصار. We are reading this hadith of one aspect of the Battle of Hunain, that is after the conquest of Makkah Sharif. Then the people of Hunain, the Hawazin, they rose up against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there and jihad took place against them. We read yesterday that there were 10,000 Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum who had come with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the conquest of Makkah. 2,000 more who had accepted Islam recently also joined them, and they were 12,000. And some of the Sahaba felt that now that we are in so huge numbers, we can never be defeated. This Allah Ta'ala did not like, that a person's nazar, his thoughts went away from Allah and went on to material things. And therefore then Allah Ta'ala made it that at the beginning there was a initial defeat for the Muslims and they had to retreat. And then the Allah Ta'ala's help came and the niyat was clean, and now they trusted only on Allah Ta'ala. Today many times we also ask the question that why isn't Allah's help coming to the Muslims today? There are so many people making dua in Ramzan Sharif, Khatam of Quran Sharif, throughout the world in Haram Sharif. Why isn't Allah Ta'ala's help coming? We find that even if some people, their eyes go off Allah Ta'ala and we trust on material things, then Allah's help goes away. And today perhaps almost, if not 100%, 99%, our eyes are on material things. And our eyes are not fully on the trust of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah alone is the one that will help us, that can only assist us, that can only protect us. Our eyes are more on our material things. So anyway, when this initial defeat took place and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had to retract, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was an embodiment of bravery, was an embodiment of the trust of Allah, and he knew Allah will never let him down. So he told them to make an announcement, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that those people who made bay'at, who pledged themselves to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the occasion of Bay'atul Ridwan, that is under a certain tree which is known as the Samura tree, that where is your allegiance now, where is that you had pledged to me, come, return back. Immediately they returned and they started fighting again against the kuffar. وَالدَّعْوَةُ فِي الْأَنْصَارِ يَقُولُونَ. And then a call was made to the Ansar. They also, at the Bay'at-e Aqaba, also had pledged that under all conditions they will support Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were also called. Also, in the background of this, we should remember that these people, Hawazin, they were experts in archery, in bow and arrow. And they let loose arrows upon the Sahaba from all sides at the beginning. And because the trust, that was the outward cause. The real cause was that their trust had moved a little bit, some of them, a little bit their trust had moved from Allah, so then they started retracting. So anyway, now they returned. The Ansar also returned. And the call was made, Ya Ma'ashar al-Ansar, Ya Ma'ashar al-Ansar, O the Ansar, you also come back, where are you going? This was also the occasion when the news spread that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had become martyred in this battle also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made it very clear and announced that I am Allah's true Nabi, I am alive still. And this also gave great inspiration to the Sahaba, and they all came back fighting. ثُمَّ قَصُرَتِ دَعْوَةُ عَلَىٰ بَنِي الْحَارِثِ بْنِ خَزْرَجِ. Then a da'wat was given particularly to the clan of Harith ibn Khazraj, that you people also come back and fight again. They all returned. When now the battle started again taking place, فَنَظَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, looking at the operations of the battle, he cast a view and he said, وَهُوَ عَلَى بَغْلَتِهِ كَالْمُتَطَاوِلِ عَلَيْهَا فِي إِلَى قِتَالِهِمْ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on his mule, and from there, as though he was stretching his head, looking eagerly to how the battle is taking place now. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَقَالْ هَذَا حِينَ حَمِيَ الْوَقِيسِ. This is now that the oven is hot. That is, now the battle is raging properly. Now the Sahaba are fully back in their strength again, and the battle is raging very properly, and the thick of the battle is taking place. ثم أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حسيات فرما بهن وجوه الكفار. Then Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم took some pebbles in his hands and threw them towards the kuffar. This happened in the battle of Khandaq also. In other battles also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it happened that by Allah's command, he just took a few pebbles and he threw it towards the kuffar, and miraculously, that is, by the command of Allah, pebbles went right into the eyes of the kuffar and they got blinded. And after that, they could do absolutely nothing. So Allah's help comes in these simple little ways. As we all know, Ashabi Feel, which we read in Alam Tara Kaifa Fa'ala Rabbuka bi Ashabi Feel. Allah defeated the whole huge enemy army of Abraha, which came on huge big elephants to destroy the Kaaba. But Allah destroyed them with a small little bird. And not the bird only, but the beak of the bird. And not the beak of the bird, but small pebbles in those beaks. With that Allah destroyed this whole enemy. So Allah is great, and Allah's powers are unlimited. Allah's knowledge is unlimited. So yeah, just by one handful of pebbles which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw towards the kuffar, and there they got defeated. Pebbles went into all the eyes of the kuffar. And once the eyes were not there, they could do absolutely nothing. Which Allah Ta'ala refers to, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. And this pebble throwing also was not of your accord and your work. It was the work of Allah Ta'ala. So we need always the help of Allah. We must never depend on anything of ourselves, not depend on our own selves also, nothing of ours, but depend solely on Allah. That is when Allah Ta'ala's help comes. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَسَيَاتٍ فَرَمَى بِهِنَّ وُجُوهَ الْكُفَّارِ ثُمَّ قَالَ. Then Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, إِنْ هَزَمُوا وَرَبِّ الْمُحَمَّدِ. Undoubtedly, now they have been defeated, and I take this qasam in the name of the sustainer of Muhammad. Now, though they have been so good archers, and they were so good in their bow and arrow fighting, but now they have been defeated. فَذَهَبْتُ أُنْزُرُ فَإِذَا الْقِتَالُ عَلَى هَيْئَتِهِ فِي مَا أَرَى. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the narrator of this hadith, and who was all the time with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, now I went and see for myself also how the battle is progressing, what is happening. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا هُوَ إِلَّا أَنْ فَإِذَا الْقِتَالُ عَلَى هَيْئَتِهِ فِي مَا أَرَى. And I saw the battle was still as it was, raging very heavily from both sides, heavy fighting taking place. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا هُوَ إِلَّا أَنْ رَمَاهُمْ بِحَسَيَاتِهِ. But as soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw that one handful of pebbles towards the kuffar, فَمَا زِلْتُ أَرَى حَدَّهُمْ كَلِيلًا. Then I saw immediately that now their power and strength was waning. They were just going down now suddenly, the enemy. وَأَمْرَهُمْ مُدْبِرًا. And now they started fleeing from the battlefield. So from here we learn great lesson that we have to develop our iman, whether it's our personal matters, our illnesses, our businesses, our finances, any other problems, our eyes must be only on Allah. But unfortunately, hardly our eyes turn to Allah. making dua to Allah, seeking His help. Hardly that happens. That should be the first and foremost thing that we do. Tadbir and using means is not prohibited at all. It is sunnah. But our trust on means is totally haram and is shirk. We must trust only on Allah Ta'ala, fully on Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala's help comes. May Allah give us all tawfiq.